VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friends, we thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk, coming your way each weekday here on VCY America. And our hearts grow heavy with the issues that we have to constantly bring before you, what things are happening in our world and matters that are happening all around us here today, and the importance for believers in Christ to speak up in such a time as this, to say right is right, wrong is wrong, because we're living in a time when that which is evil is called good and that which is good is called evil. 2 weeks ago today, I was in the studio here. I was interviewing Peter LaBarbera from Americans for Truth on a program called Pride Eve, A Nation Given Over. And we talked about some of the things that were going on in our nation at that time, but fully believed that we would be seeing an unleashing of a promotion of LGBTQ++++ that we have never seen before. And ladies and gentlemen, it is simply off the charts as to what's taken place just within these last couple of weeks. You know, I shared with you from Romans chapter 1 in dealing with this topic how God gave them up to uncleanness. God gave them up unto vile affections, how God gave them over to a reprobate mind. We read that from Romans chapter 1. And we saw exactly that digression that has taken place in that regard. But what we see taking place today is completely off the charts. Things we've never seen before in the history of our country. Things we've never seen the magnitude of what is taking place. It is all around us. You can hardly put on the television without seeing some kind of LGBTQ pride or Pride Month or some event. You can hardly visit a business in this country any longer that doesn't have some kind of displays or ads taking place for so-called Pride Month. Friends, we are nearly one half through this month, and there's so much more to come. But we cannot be ignorant of what is taking place. But like a watchman, we sound the alert. We sound the alarm when we see danger ahead. And friends, there is danger for us as a nation walking down this path in outright defiance against God and His Word. I'm just going to share with you, not exhaustively, but to give you a taste of what's going on. And much of this is within just the past couple of weeks. Fox News stunned its audience Friday. This is from Newsmax.com after it aired a sympathetic transgender story about a biological girl who had transitioned beginning at the age of 5 to become a boy. Now, folks, let me just interject here. You cannot go from being a girl to a boy. You cannot be a boy going to a girl. It is not biologically, scientifically possible. Let's follow the science. Fox correspondent Brian Lennis featured a Southern California family decided to help make their female child a transgender boy named Rylan, now 14. Rylan's parents, Jeff and Hillary Whittington, encouraged their biological female child to identify as a male from around the age of 5. Shortly after the Fox report aired, Ben Shapiro slammed Fox for airing the pro-transgender segment as a complete betrayal. Every element of the Fox video is propagandistic, dangerous, Shapiro said. Call it garbage, even. The report states that this biologically female child was choosing her gender before she could speak. That is madness. Shapiro called the so-called transitioning of Ryland as child abuse. Looking at flagandcross.com, Jack Davis of the Western Journal wrote that a California state senator suggested making a drag queen story time a public school requirement. Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, whose district covers San Francisco, tweeted his comment after Texas stated that Representative Brian Slayton announced that he was filing a bill that would prohibit children from attending drag shows, according to Fox News. This guy just gave me a bill idea, offering Drag Queen 101 as part of the K-12 curriculum, Wiener tweeted. Attending drag queen story time will satisfy the requirement. Now, friends, yes, I guess that was said tongue-in-cheek, but guess what? It's going to happen, and it's going to be just around the corner because there are such events that are taking place, even in schools across this nation. We have also a story from the Flag and Cross, the Texas lawmaker introducing legislation to put an end to drag queen performances in the presence of children in the state. This is Brian Slayton. Rosity announced in a Monday tweet that he intends to file legislation to criminalize the practice in the next legislative session. He announced the legislation in response to disturbing video footage captured at an Oak Lawn homosexual bar over the previous weekend. Pamela Geller reported on her site, a transgender inmate who goes by the name of Christina Iglesias has not spent a day outside of federal prison as an adult. Iglesias was locked up in 1994 for sending death threats to federal judges and then pleaded guilty in 2005 to mailing fake anthrax to U.S. allies in the earliest days of the war on terror. Now, thanks to a judge's ruling, Iglesias is set to become the first so-called transgender inmate to undergo sex reassignment surgery on the taxpayer dime. This is U.S. District Judge Nancy Rosenstengel. Iglesias is now 47, set for release on Christmas Day, but awaits the surgery before the time, and the judge is ordering that the Bureau of Prisons to find a surgeon to carry out the sex change. Cost estimates for the surgery itself vary widely. Some hospital estimates reach six figures, while the Philadelphia Center for Transgender Surgery pegs the figure at about $25,000. Pricey quality of life care required for years after the surgery, running about $40,000 annually. Going to be released at the end of the year, but a judge is ordering that this be done on the taxpayer dime prior to being released from jail. Bureau of Prisons said it would not comment on matters subject to ongoing legal proceedings. Look what's going on with the five Major League Baseball players who took a stand and rebuked a degenerate LGBT pride. LifeSiteNews.com. You're familiar with the story about the five Tampa Bay Rays pitchers declined to wear the rainbow-themed insignias on their hats and their jerseys during the team's Pride Night celebration. This would have been, I believe this was a week ago Saturday. The five pitchers took a stand against the pressure being exerted within all major league sports to celebrate and welcome LGBT Pride during the month of June. Friends, it happened at the Milwaukee Brewers here just last week, where not only did they have their Pride Night, but they also went so far to have a drag show happen right before this. This is American Family Field. You know American Family Insurance? American Family Field hosting this drag performance prior to the Brewers game last Wednesday evening. Well, the five players, and certainly hats off to them, Jason Adam, Jalen Beeks, Brooks Raley, Jeffrey Springs, and Ryan Thompson, took a stand. But they, who declined to wear the patches and caps as a team held a Pride Month event, have been called bigots. Bigots for acting out their faith. Acting as a spokesman for the MLB players, Rays pitcher Jason Adams said he didn't feel it was right for them to encourage the LGBT lifestyle, but they wanted to make it clear that all are welcome and loved here. But friends, unless you now celebrate, it's no longer tolerate, but you must now celebrate the LGBT lifestyle or you're a bigot. LifeSiteNews.com. Disturbing revelations have come to light about a drag queen performer seen in a viral video escorting children down the runway at a Drag the Kids to Pride event in Dallas, Texas. The drag queen that goes by the stage name of Nicole O'Hara Monroe is a man who identifies as transgender and changed his name in 2017 from Ricky Mitchell to Nicole Mitchell. Mitchell had a history of using and dealing drugs and worked as a prostitute. Reports LifeSiteNews.com. Two convictions also for prostitution in New Orleans, and at least three convictions for possession, distribution of drugs in Louisiana and Texas, they report in their article. And, you know, I've seen some of these things going on, whether it be in library settings or in school settings, and you see moms or dads or guardians or whomever holding these children on their lap, bouncing them on their knee or encouraging them to go on down on the floor and romp and, you know, romp around with a homosexual or transgender on the floor, somebody who is cross-dressing, somebody who is a drag queen. I mean, it's varied around the country from time to time. LifeSiteNews.com also reporting a disturbing video depicting a self-proclaimed demon queen putting on a bizarre performance for a group of toddlers was made private after it was retweeted by a conservative podcaster. The original video showed a man who was covered in blue paint and clad in a demon outfit playing a flute on a stage for a group of young children. Maxie Glamour states that he is a demon queen of polka and baklava. What is wrong with parents who are dragging their twos and threes and four-year-olds to events like this and to the drag queen story hours? No, friends, it's not about tolerance. This is, there is a right and there is a wrong. God has made male and female. We find that in his word. LifeSiteNews.com also reporting, companies have long supported the LGBTQ community because they know that inclusion in all of its forms is simply good for their bottom line. The president of the relatively conservative New Tolerance Campaign, Gregory Tiangelo, believes embracing a more radical LGBT agenda could cost business. Gay has become boring, so the left needs to find a new oppressed identity to feed the cash cow, said Angelo, who himself is gay. When you embrace a wide array of non-traditional identities, you're going to alienate traditionalists. Example, he referenced NASCAR's new pride flag that attempts to appeal to an array of LGBT activists with gay, transgender, and intersex signals and symbolisms. Yes, pro-LGBT businesses are increasingly pushing transgender propaganda. Have you ever seen so much promoting transgenderism? Have you ever seen so much what they call drag? Folks, it's dragging down our society here today. It's dragging us away from God. It's dragging us away from biblical truth and biblical principles. Washington Stand reporting a biological male athlete who identifies as a transgender as well as transgender activist recently stated grievances against sports governing bodies like the NCAA for regressing from efforts to create a safe and inclusive environment for male athletes who identify as transgender. The Washington Stand has found that there have been at least 28 separate girls and women's sports titles that have been won by biological males. 28 of them. I'm not going to go through them all. They all have it in there in the article at the WashingtonStand.com. The decimation of women's sports that has taken place. And now there's even a Christian publishing company, so-called. And the headline says, bought out by Satan. This is from the Illinois Family Institute, William B. Erdman's publishing company. The well-known 108-year-old Christian publishing company continues its slide into heterodoxy by celebrating June Pride Month. On June 3rd, 2022, in a post on Erdman's blog, the company recommended not one, not two, but six books for Christians to read in honor of Pride Month. William B. Erdman's publishing company, known as a Christian publishing company, now promoting books for so-called Pride Month to read in honor of Pride Month. Friends, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and share with you more of what is taking place as Pride is taking over this nation. Certainly, we are seeing LGBTQ plus taking over a nation. We'll be back in just 60 seconds. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where do secular scientists say the universe came from?
You know, Chris, it sometimes tickles me when evolutionary scientists mock creation thinking for claiming that creation was ex nihilo, or out of nothing. But then they turn around and talk about the Big Bang, when a single speck of matter exploded to form all the stars and galaxies and planets and people. But, you might ask, where did that speck come from? Some scientists now say it appeared out of nothing as a quantum fluctuation in a vacuum. In other words, matter appeared from nothing, and then it exploded. Which would you rather believe, evolution ex nihilo or creation ex nihilo? At least in creation, we have a God that is powerful enough to accomplish the job. And that's the Back to Genesis perspective.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America. Our program title today, LGBTQ+, Takes a Nation. And friends, we're witnessing that before our very eyes. Again, just 2 weeks ago, we warned with Peter LaBarbera what was happening there right on Pride Eve, so to speak. And all that is taking place across this nation, and I shouldn't say all because I'm sharing with you just a fraction of what is taking place across the nation. I mean, we heard about the Taco Bell drag shows that they're having at various Taco Bells around the country. And now Pizza Hut has a book club promoting drag queen books to pre-kindergarten kids. The story came out on June the 6th. Pizza Hut becoming the latest corporation caught pushing pro-LGBT books on kindergarten-aged children, following the revelation that insurance company State Farm was funding a program that promoted pro-LGBT books to children as young as 5. Twitter account Libs of TikTok recently discovered that restaurant giant Pizza Hut also promoting similar reading material to young kids through a program called Book It. Book It. Also, here is a headline from Newsweek. Pizza Hut slammed for suggesting drag performer book in kids' reading club. Well, rightly so. Social media user slammed Pizza Hut on Twitter over its book club's latest reading suggestion that includes a drag performer book for kids. Their program Book It targets pre-K through 6, has listed some books focusing on the LGBT community on its website in light of celebrating Pride Month, including Big Wig and Be Amazing, A History of Pride. It's amazing how these companies have given sway to the LGBTQ+ agenda. A troubling story at the New York Post. New York is showering taxpayer funds on a group that sends drag queens into city schools, often without parental knowledge or consent. This is even as parents have been speaking up in states across this nation who have been speaking out against the aggressive efforts, ladies and gentlemen, to expose kids to the gender-bending performances. Last month alone, Drag Queen Hour in NYC, a nonprofit whose outrageously cross-dress performers interact with kids as young as 3, earned $46,000 from city contracts for appearances at public schools. Since January, the group has organized 49 drag performances programs in 34 public, elementary, middle, and high schools. Since 2018, the group, previously known as Drag Queen Story Hour NYC, before changing its name early this year, has received a total of $207,000 in taxpayer cash. Taxpayer-funded perversion. Another story from LifeSiteNews.com makes us aware of the California lawmaker seeking to turn the state into a sanctuary for radical transgenderism with a new law encouraging parents to bring their kids to the Golden State to subject them to mutilating sex change surgeries and drugs, National Review reported. National Review reported that SB 107, which is brought before the State Judiciary Committee June 8th, would amend existing law to treat refusals to allow puberty-blocking transgender surgeries or other forms of gender-affirming care the same way that the law currently treats cases of child abuse and abandonment. And abandonment, folks, that if you refuse to allow puberty-blocking drugs or transgender surgery, it is the same as child abuse and abandonment. SB 107 would put California in direct opposition to states like Texas and Idaho and Alabama, which have moved to protect children from destruction and irreversible transgender surgeries and hormonal interventions. California advancing legislation, becoming what, a sanctuary state for transgenderism? LifeSite also, and I appreciate their covering of these issues, an Iowa man suing his employer for religious discrimination after he was fired for stating that the homosexual pride flag is an abomination to God. Daniel Snyder, a devout Christian who was suspended and thus terminated after he posted what he thought was an anonymous survey response to the industrial engineering company he worked for as a lead operator, Arconic, saying it's an abomination to God. Rainbow is not meant to be displayed as a sign for sexual gender, he wrote in a reference of LGBT pride flag displayed on the webpage. He was routed to after clicking a company email link that he says he thought the rainbow flag was part of the survey and that his employer was seeking his feedback on the subject. He later discovered that his comment was not an anonymous submission to the Arconic, but that had been posted to the company's public message board where it was seen by other employees. No problem in seeing a pro-LGBT message, but to say that's an abomination to God, oh my, that is an affront. According to the lawsuit, prior to, yes, he was terminated, he told Arconic that the statement was based on his sincerely held Christian beliefs. He alleges that when he told Arconic representatives that he thought he had been responding to an anonymous survey, he was met with derisive laughter. The Postmillennial carried the story June 7th. A doctor planning to perform a womb transplant into a biological male in an attempt to enable that transgender-identified male to carry a child. The surgeon, a Dr. Kaushik of New Delhi, intends to use the donated womb of a woman who is either living or dead, reported the Mirror. Kaushik operates out of Olmec, which is touted as the premier transgender surgery institute, certified by the International Board of Medicine and Surgery in Oldsmar, Florida. Defended the plan, saying that every transgender woman wants to be as female as possible, and that includes being a mother. The way toward this is with a womb transplant, described as the same as a kidney or other transplant. We look at what's not only happening in our nation, but around the world as well. I mean, and what we're doing as a nation, June 1st of every year, woke U.S. corporations replace their social media avatars with rainbow LGBTQIA Pride Month flags, except for their Middle East accounts. The story on the Gateway Pundit tells us that the U.S. Embassy in Kuwait shared a pro-LGBTQIA tweet, and the government of Kuwait quickly summoned the charge of affairs, James Holtzschneider, after the U.S. Embassy tweeted about Pride Month. All human beings should be treated with respect and dignity and should be able to live without fear no matter who they are or whom they love, the tweet read, quoting Joe Biden. The tweet said that the president is a champion for the human rights of LGBTQI persons. All human beings should be treated with respect and dignity and should be able to live without fear no matter who they are or whom they love. Is this to be, and this is a tweet sent out from the U.S. Embassy. And the government of Kuwait summoned up the U.S. diplomat over this tweet celebrating Pride Month, violating their beliefs as a nation. Burger King rolled out a Pride Month Whopper. Burger King in Austria has unveiled a new way to endorse Pride Month with a new Pride Whopper. It has two identical, I'm not even going to describe it, folks. Pride Month Whopper, I'm not going further than that because it gets debased. Okay, oh yes, the NFL embraces Pride Month with a first transgender cheerleader. The NFL has its first openly transgender cheerleader who will be joining the squad for the Carolina Panthers Top Cats. Justine Lindsay, a 29-year-old male who identifies as a woman, told BuzzFeed that he is proud to break down that door for future trans athletes. Transgender cheerleaders. Ben & Jerry's puts up billboards across multiple states supporting trans kids, reports the Gateway Pundit. We stand with Georgia's trans youth and those who love them. Trans rights are human rights. Ben & Jerry's. Yeah, having that posted on a billboard. Billboards are targeting four states. Can you guess what they are? Florida, Texas, Georgia, and Virginia, all of which have passed legislation to protect girls' sports or to try to prevent gender change treatments and surgeries for minors. The Human Rights Campaign has announced, this is from NBC News, the Human Rights Campaign announced Wednesday, this would be last week Wednesday, that companies wishing to keep their title next year of Best Places to Work for LGBTQ plus equality will need to advance the community's rights in the public sphere. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Writing in The Advocate, NRC Interim President Johnny Madison said that her organization would no longer automatically award the distinction to firms achieving a top score in the Corporate Equality Index, the group's tool to measure company support for LGBTQ workplace inclusion, saying this, corporate social responsibility today is about going beyond HR plans and benefits It's about the business companies do and how their values carry through everything they do, from internal policies to products to politics. See, friends, again, I tell you, it's no longer just about tolerance. You must promote. And if you want to receive a best place to work for LGBTQ equality, you must advance the community's rights in the public sphere. And it will never be enough. And this is something Peter LaBarber pointed out 2 weeks ago here on the program. It will never be enough. You will always be required to do more and more and more to put forth the doctrines and teachings and beliefs and agenda of LGBTQ plus plus. And friends, we also pointed out about matters taking place in the toys that were going on. We see our nation's military has fallen prey to the LGBTQ plus agenda. The Department of Defense scheduled a pride ceremony in the Pentagon June 7th. That is, the DOD. And then we have the U.S. Marines send out a tweet to honor LGBTQ service members and included the image of 6 rainbow-colored bullets in the strap of a camel helmet. The United States Air Force tweeted out Happy Pride Month and went on to say we're committed to making the hashtag Air Force a place where all can reach their full potential. Is that the purpose, ladies and gentlemen, of our military, helping people reach their full potential? Whatever happened to protecting and defending this nation? The U.S. Navy's site highlights the naval service of LGBTQ plus personnel. The U.S. Army, on their first day of June, ran a story, Transgender Soldier Finds Inclusion Support in the Army. I mean, running a story, this is their duty, I guess, during this Pride Month. Even the U.S. Space Force tweeted out a picture of an astronaut holding a homosexual pride flag, all directed by the commander-in-chief, Joseph Biden, who issued a proclamation this year for the first time including the I into the alphabet mix. Gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex Pride Month. We wonder why our nation is not being blessed here today. We wonder why we have all the issues that are going on in our nation that are right now. So the queering of the military is taking place. Unbelievable what is going on. From Western Journal, on Wednesday, three Pennsylvania parents filed a federal lawsuit over what their children are being taught in the first grade. The suit in the Mount Lebanon School District claimed that lessons in gender dysphoria and transgender transitioning violated state law, district policy, and also the Constitution, seeks to put an end to such lessons and request unspecified compensatory damages, and it's not a political stunt. This is going on in the classrooms. And it's going to cities all across this country. Here was something that was emailed to us earlier today. And that is a coalition of La Crosse citizens, local churches, and other organizations led by former city council members delivered a letter to the mayor asking him to veto a conversion therapy ordinance that was narrowly passed this week by the city council. The mayor has until 5 p.m. to veto the measure or it will become an ordinance. A rally going on starting right now, 2:30 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, at City Hall, asking the mayor to veto the ordinance. More to come after the break. This is Crosstalk.
One of the prevalent conflicts in society is the battle over gender and marriage. We are flooded with stories pertaining to drag queen story hours, the restroom debates, gender reassignment surgeries, pronoun identification, biological males on female athletic teams, and so much more. These issues are not only confronting schools and businesses, but they have also encroached inside the church. Many are left wondering how to deal with these matters. The book, The Marriage and Gender War, addresses these issues head-on by using the absolute standard for morality as found in God's Word, and is edited by Bodie Hodge and Ken Ham. The book is designed to equip students, parents, Christian leaders, and others to uphold the truths of Scripture on these critical issues. The Gender and Marriage War is available for a donation of $16 by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
Jesus, I want us to be understanding of the times in which we live. The prophet Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Are you speaking out against these issues? As you walk into a store and you see their pride displays, are you talking to employees or to a manager or letting individuals know? I mean, how many were appalled at Kohl's stores on June 1, the first day of so-called Pride Month, where they sent out an email, Happy Pride Month, celebrate in style. Being our best means being ourselves, all written in different colors. Celebrate Pride Month. We celebrate Pride Month to help amplify the voices of the LGBTQ plus community and to reaffirm the joy that comes from living proud and loud. Shop the collection. And so then they go forth to show exactly what their collection entails, and whether it be that of jewelry or whether that be of clothing. Celebrate Pride Month. And again, to reaffirm the joy that comes from living loud and proud. And we're here to help amplify the voices of LGBTQ+. And then they have all the gear that is authentically you. Yes, Kohl's stores. And looking at another community here in our state, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. Not a very large community at all. But they... coming from WKOW, an upcoming performance at a farmer's market created an uproar after directors invited a drag queen to perform. A farmer's market? A farmer's market? And we've got to invite drag queens to perform? This is where you go and you buy your vegetables and produce from the farmer's market? The Fort Atkinson Farmer's Market Facebook page was flooded with negative comments following the announcement. The initial post was taken down. The drag queen, Victoria Atwood, said she was shocked at the response. She said she was facing questions like, is it going to be sexual? Is it going to be scary? To which she said, I am none of those. Folks, it is all about trying to make that which is abnormal normal in our society today. A farmer's market. Having a drag show. Interesting release came out from Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, saying despite the fact that the Department of Defense is unlawfully denying religious exemptions for service members for the COVID-19 shots, that the Secretary of Defense updated the DOD's policies to now allow service members who test positive for HIV to continue to serve on active duty. In other words, an HIV-positive service member remains deployable, while an otherwise healthy service member who submits a religious accommodation request from the COVID shots are non-deployable and subject to dismissal. Folks, go figure that one out. Is it any wonder why more and more young people today are now so-called identifying as transgender? The Daily or WND.com has a story of the nearly half of the 1.6 million Americans who identify as transgender are teenagers or young adults, and some of the highest rates of youth transgenderism occur in blue states, according to a new study. Conducted by the University of California Los Angeles Williams Institute found that transgenderism rates varied between states, with New York seeing a 3% rate among youth compared to roughly 0.6% in Wyoming. The percent of youth who identify as transgender had doubled since its last estimate, nearly a fifth of the total transgender population ages 13 to 17, according to the study. I've got a couple of audio clips I'm going to share with you here today as well. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I do want to point out, though, that an analysis of studies finds that contrary to the claims of the Biden administration, the establishment media, this is Art Moore at WND.com, reports that lowering legal barriers to make it easier for minors to undergo cross-sex medical interventions without parental consent does not reduce suicide rates. In fact, there are higher rates of suicide among young people in states that allow the sex reassignment measures, contends Jay Green, senior research fellow in the Heritage Foundation Center for Education Policy. He argues that studies finding that gender-affirming interventions prevent suicide fall, fail to show a causal relationship and have been poorly executed, employing methods that prevent researchers from being able to draw credible causal conclusions about a relationship between medical interventions and suicide. Amazing. Amazing. New American had this jaw dropper of Representative Ted Lieu of California. Might have registered a historical first, proving foolishness by keeping one's mouth shut. Wednesday, last Wednesday, he had a floor speech in which the far left Lou cited two articles about recent anti-sexual devolutionary GOP legislation that, as the mainstream media puts it, affects LGBTQ plus affairs. He went on to say this. He said, I thought I would now recite for you what Jesus Christ said about homosexuality, told the members of Congress while cameras rolled at the Capitol. He then remained silent for about 20 seconds before speaking, "I yield back." This is what happened on the House floor. We're going to play the audio clip for you here. If I can get the right button in the studio, and here we go.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In March of this year, the Washington Post published an article titled, "GOP Lawmakers Push Historic Wave of Bills Targeting Rights of LGBTQ Teens, Children, and Their Families." In April, Washington Post published another article titled, "Some Republicans Fear Party Overreach on LGBT Measures." I just thought I would now recite for you what Jesus Christ said about homosexuality.
He stands at the podium in silence, looking at his notes, looking at the people.
I yield back.
Congressman Ted Lieu. Do you remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus said that he who has seen me has seen the Father? I and my Father are one. Before Abraham was, I am. He was stating that he is the same God who spoke to Moses, the great I am. He's the God of the Old Testament. Therefore, its teachings are his handiwork. And we will see what Scripture says. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." What God has said is truth. And remember that the vast majority of what Jesus said was left out of the Gospels. John said, there's not enough room here. The whole world could not contain the books if we would write in of everything Jesus said or did. I mean, could we make the same thing about Jesus never said anything about pedophilia? Does Lou think that that means that he had had no problem with NAMBLA? Asked the New American. I mean, what about capital punishment or spousal abuse? Sex trafficking. Did Jesus talk about sex trafficking? So therefore, is it okay? What about child abuse? No, every word of God is true. And Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." So we do look at the whole of Scripture, like Leviticus 18:22. "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." In Genesis 19, we have the account of the angels going to Sodom at evening. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and seeing them, rose up to meet him, bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and invited them into his home. And we see that as he made the meal, that before they lay down at night, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, and both old and like, and all the people every quarter, calling in Lot to let these men out. They wanted to have sexual relations with them. It's called sodomy for a reason. And Sodom is the city in which this was taking place. It's also in God's word we find in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Remember what Jesus said when the Pharisees came to him? "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And Jesus answered and said, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? For this cause shall a man leave his father and shall and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Marriage between a man and a woman. In Jude, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in the manner of giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. These things are an example to us. Now, friends, I've got one more audio clip I really want to play, and I've got more scripture I could share with you here as well. But this just shocked me when I heard it. The Speaker of the House, isn't she in line for the presidency? Third in line? The president, vice president, and speaker? Called it an honor to make a guest appearance on the most recent episode of the drag queen show RuPaul's Drag Race. The story's on the Daily Wire. The show follows previous drag competition winners in a tournament of champions premiered on May the 20th. During the appearance, she told contestants she was proud of them and thanked them for the joy and beauty that they bring to the world. Listen to what Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, third in the for the presidency, here's what she had to say.
Please give a warm drag race welcome to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Welcome back.
My honor to be here to say to all of you how proud we all are of you. Thank you for the joy and beauty you bring to the world.
Aww.
Your freedom of expression of yourselves in drag is what America is all about. I say that all the time to my friends in drag.
Now, Speaker Pelosi, with all the challenges facing our nation, what words of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, the single most important thing I can say is to vote. With the midterm elections coming up, it's very important for people to make their voices and their vote heard.
Well, thank you so much for the work you've done and the work you continue to do tirelessly for our freedom. Your tenacity is something that we all look up to.
We throw the word master class around here all the time, but that sarcastic, shady clap you do was epic.
It was completely unintentional.
We have prayers in our hearts to keep you strong.
Well, thank you for that. May God bless America. Can I get an amen?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Folks, I'm sorry to upset your stomachs if you just ate, but it turns mine to hear that. Can I get a hearty amen to that? My. The third to become president of the United States of America. Our time is going quickly. I've got more to say, but I also want to hear from you here today on Crosstalk. Our phone number is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Is this not a time for the gospel to go forth into a world in such need as what we have today? Isn't this a time that we need to go to prayer in our nation, calling upon the God who made us, male and female? Certainly to repent and to turn and to come back to Him? Friends, we talk about all the ills of our land here today, but how can we ask for His blessing when we defy Him to this degree? Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Back in a minute.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Pretty much everyone now understands that the FBI today is not the FBI of years gone by. It has been captured by the cultural Marxist, the deep state, the communist. How? Because the communists were allowed to infiltrate our nation and grow, and the one agency that was tapped to stop it, well, they weren't allowed to stop it, and thus they themselves were infiltrated. John Stormer, in his excellent book, None Dare Call It Treason, wrote, quote, "The congressional committees which once investigated communist activity were abolished in the mid-1970s. Since then, the FBI has been forbidden to investigate domestic communists or keep them under surveillance unless there's evidence that a crime has been committed. As a result, ongoing FBI investigations of communist activity in America dropped from 24,414 in 1973 to 51 in 1983, end quote. Now we understand what's happened.
Friends, I'm not talking about hate. I'm talking about love. And to let people know out of love, you're heading down the wrong path. You're going the wrong direction. You're on the pathway of destruction you must turn. As Scripture says, such were some of you. There's hope. There's love. There's freedom. There's forgiveness. It's found in Jesus Christ. And friends, what's happening in pulpits now across this world is alarming. And let me just share one additional story here from WND.com of a minister in the state-endorsed Church of Scotland. Stunningly, has claimed that the Bible is not always the authority that people must follow. The shocking statement comes from Reverend Scott Rennie, who openly lives a homosexual lifestyle and concerns same-sex marriage. The Christian Institute reported how Rennie's opinion concerns the Bible and whether it's the final word on sexual ethics. He claimed that there is disagreement about Scripture and its place and its connection with reason in the modern world, contended that the Bible's teachings against same-sex acts have to be reinterpreted in the light of contemporary thinking, the Christian Institute explained. Rennie then claimed that the Bible must yield because of what society today has learned through psychology, through science, and we've got to read Scripture in that light. There's a theological term for that, folks. It's called hogwash. Let's go to the phone lines here today. We've got Barry calling in from Tennessee. Barry, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim. You know, the sign of God's judgment and his return is that perverted spirit. And just like in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was wicked continually. It had that perversion. And before God could pour out his judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah, he had to get Lot out. And as it is typifies of exactly of what's happening, he's going to get his people out somewhere in there. I think we are really close. Yes, we need to be vigilant and fight against all this with all everything that's within us. But we better prepare ourselves and our people because his return is very close at hand.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Barry, for the call. Greg in Tucson, Arizona, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. You know, there is some good news in all of this. We as Christians know that we're fighting a spiritual battle, but also we're not to sit on the sidelines. And here in Arizona, I think we have good news. In the upcoming election, there is an incredible woman named Shiri Sapir, who actually, she is an Israeli. She was actually in the Israeli army, and she is running for the superintendent of public instruction to run the schools in Arizona. She is going to just, she's going to just wipe out all of this LGBT stuff. She is tough. She's articulate. And I think we're going, she is going to be well known on a national level.
Thank you, Greg.
We're all going to know about Shiri Sapir.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Janet in Tucson, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Janet.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, I am calling from Tucson, Arizona. Thank you for everything you're doing, and I wanted to just say if anybody or everybody has not watched the Matt Walsh documentary, What is a Woman?, you really need to watch it, and it shows really the mind control that's gone over, especially, I think, the younger generation. It's just appalling and frightening and sad.
Thank you, Janet. Appreciate your
call.
Thank
you.
Philip in Washington, you're on the air. Hello, Philip.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Thank you. I would like to say that there is a booklet provided by, it's an appeal to heaven for America, compiled by Dr. Chuck and Joe Hardy, who are missionaries to the United States government, and the people there are praying for America. This book is about how to pray for America, and it covers every object that we are confronted with. So this book is available through Dr. Harding, and his number.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to have to give out the phone number. I've not seen the book. Certainly heard what you had to say on it, Philip, and thank you for taking the time to call. We do appreciate that. Brad in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim, I just want to point out that you've got no courage in government. Our government leaders openly mock the biblical God, clapping, visiting these sexual perverts. We teach evolution, say sodomy is good, and then we say, God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? God's not going to bless America. I think he's done with that. I think he's turning to what he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think we're in for a nuclear exchange because he's not going to take this forever.
You're right, Brad, and we've seen the examples. I mean, there are many warnings that are in Scripture in several different verses about, remember, you know, Sodom. Sodom is used an example of God's wrath and God's destruction, his judgment. And God uses that in his word as a means of example to us not to go down that way.
Yeah, he might use other countries, or he just may do it himself.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Marv in Watertown. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you for taking my call. I listened to the thing you played from Nancy Pelosi. I just played that myself last night, so I know about that. But I wanted to inform you that, and the listening audience, that they had a drag queen show at the farmer's market in Fort Atkins, and I'm driving, and I missed part of your program, so you might have already talked about that. But they also have one scheduled for Watertown. I just wanted to let the people know, and I'll tell you here, I just pulled off the site so I can I'll pull it up on my phone and tell you when it is.
And we wonder, what does a drag show have to do with a farmer's market? I mean,
well, that's true, and you have to wonder.
Okay, it sounds like
Saturday, July 16th from 12.
Okay, you're cutting out there. Tell us again the date, because you're cutting out.
July 16th.
Okay.
From 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's at Riverside Park, and they're having a drag show. Just a second here.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left.
So I just wanted everybody to know that, and I don't know when people are going to rise up and say, listen, we don't want this kind of thing, and there's all kinds of pictures of what happened. Parents were there with their little kids. They were giving the kids money in Fort Atkinson, and the kids were going up and giving it to the drag queens.
My.
It was unbelievable.
Thank you, Marv, for the call here. We are out of time. Friends, understand where we are in our society here today and how far we have gone. We had this program just 2 weeks ago on talking about the eve of Pride Month. And look, all that's transpired within these last couple of weeks, and there's so much more to come. Friends, we must be bearers of truth, bearers of the light, bearers of the gospel. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.